June 16th. It's only right that I should sidle up to the sun and put my lips to the ear and roar to beat the flame that June 16th has come and there will be hell to pay should the sun take cover under a heavy blanket of cloud drifting asleep to soothing Susurrus. Somehow, my love, I think we're solid as the day is golden. So what shall we do with the world, cracked egg that it is? Everything is yours for these 20-some hours. Oh, let's add an extra and say there's 25 in a day. And I am also yours, but for so very much longer than two sweeps of the clock face. The motion of this man will return to a crawl, of course, become a creak and a wheeze and a fit of coughs bent double, but for the promise we make, I won't fear any of it. Only the absence of your sound sleeping, your joy and sadness, your love for me, you. This is all I fear. But not today. It's June 16th, and all that matters is born anew. It's June, so I read a June poem for you there. This is a recent one. This is called Self-Portrait as Giacometti's Walking Man. You see it? You got it? Check the legs? You got the... All right. Just so we're all on the same page with this little metaphor I've got going here. And I hadn't been writing a lot recently, poems. I've been writing a lot of other things, but not a lot of poetry. I was having a beer with Scott Silsby a little while back, great poet, runs the New Yinzer now. And we were talking about writing poems, and Scott was writing, and I was like, how do you do that? Because I hadn't done it for a while, and I forgot how you do it. So the first line of this poem is taking Scott's advice to heart. Self-portrait as Giacometti's Walking Man. I have stopped thinking altogether, and I am better for it. Watch me whip along Stanton Avenue some sunny Saturday, my face to the traffic, my back to the cemetery. Who could improve upon this? The front yards are full of dogs. My tail is wagging too. Everyone, out of your cars. Now, get moving. And if I stop somewhere, it's only for a beer and to sit for a while. I have spent time on buses and in the beds of ladies I have loved. It was always easy to tell the difference between the two. I have never been farted on in bed. And I have never needed exact change for a good time. So let them all go, all the gas passers and gas guzzlers. There's romance to be found on these sidewalks as surely as a used condom in a Lawrenceville gutter. Someone please write a torrid sex novel all about walkers in the city. I promise it will be a bestseller. We can read it together, exhausted under the sheets, the city spread wide and waiting for our feet. This is called Licking River. I count the hawks wheeling way above I-70. Watch the ghosts of sycamores wink in and out of view. Later, I will drink beer at the table and read the news from Pittsburgh. For the moment, the world is bright and flat. The president is coming to Dayton. Empty casings are numbered in bags. The holes in the wall, each larger than my thumb. Large enough to hold the turning of wings. This is called Pennsylvania Welcomes You. I saw you walking this morning in this confusing sun. The empty car dealership and bed of anonymous greenery were there too, but they weren't nearly so fetching. Being an empty building and a bush, they could not compete. My heart has quite the eye, kid, and if you look deeply into it, you will see all the ways in which I think of you. Eating Mexican food in Portland, you point at the world with your empty beer bottle. In Costa Rica, you drag me up a mountain, and somehow the tropics make me fat. And life makes you beautiful. In this way, we move through the world. You afloat with joy, and myself with the best intentions. The Pennsylvania-Maryland border has become a holy place. This shrine assembled with each passing I make, throwing one good thing after another onto the pile. So sturdy, we will someday live there safe for years forever. My fiance lives in Baltimore at the moment, so I spend a lot of time crossing back and forth between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So I see that Pennsylvania welcomes you sign a lot. So this next poem was written for the poet Don Wentworth, a great friend and an amazing poet. Don is going to be reading here at the finale in July. So if you haven't seen Don read, do come out. He's amazing. So this is called Congress Avenue Bridge, Austin, Texas. And if you're familiar with the bridge, every night tourists gather on this bridge in Austin to watch the bats come out from under it. And there are like really kajillions of bats that live under this bridge. And every night about 6 o'clock, they fly out from under it to go looking for food. And they leave in this line, and they create this giant line across the sky. Every night, it's a pretty amazing thing to see. So this is a Congress Avenue Bridge, Austin, Texas, for Dawn. This city wears a face in the formation of its birds. Yes, they beard the sky an unbelievable black. A voice, too, in the fold and flap of feathers breaking for flight. The cry and insistent scrawl of claw across bone. Dawn, how do we sing? I haven't the heart for this heat. I haven't the stomach for the spice. What right have I to walk this bridge and watch a line brown with urgency multiply and mark this world as its own and satisfy myself that I am of the same line? What brotherhood I imply? How nervy taking a razor to a stranger's wrist, drawing my heart into that mix. A thief of names, is that what I am? And what are you, my friend, other than some beacon in the woods, shooting small signals into space? This place is an empty room waiting for the telephone ring. Knocking at the door, there was no one to let me in. Dawn, I wasted an entire afternoon walking around in a house not even for sale, and here is the house I wear on my hand. Someone has blacked out the windows. Someone has moved the furniture. Oh, where is the map when we are truly in need? Dawn, we are weird. The bridge is filling with anticipation. Grackles have given voice to the trees, and small boats circle in the river. What are we expecting to happen here? The nightly amazement as creatures below wake for the hunt and pour themselves into the dusk as we hold our breath and we hold on. This is called Late Edition. Around the trash can fire, men hogging newspapers wore that church on their shoulders, ill-fitting as old age. I would count the spitting ashes sparking into the night. The ink on our hands was the vehicle that carried us through the neighborhoods, took me up into her eye. We were passing drinks around this shaking table, each glass melting a monster. This one walked through walls and had a heart of bone. These things come from the river. The river is waiting. Out there in the new town, its damp ear demands song, and we sing the old ones. A cage to capture, a net never to knot. So as Joan mentioned, I publish Logos Press, which they look like this. There you go. I do it like that. They do. They all look the same. No favorites. Yes, it's an homage. So last year I published Glass City by John Grahalski, and this year I published The Trolley Man by Bob Paycheck. A wonderful local poet, and I'm going to read a poem from this. Don't tell Bobby. Don't tell Bobby. He won't like it. So this is called Whale Song by Bob Paycheck. Three trains groan in the valley. There's a moment. Half asleep, the window open for the first time this year. I think they are sperm whales talking about a friend who died. The blue dawn flooding our room. I've listened to them my entire life. I used to crawl out, sit on the porch roof, and watch their big lights shake along the creek through the trees. I don't know why they move me so much. Why I can't let them become a heavy watch against my wrist. Something to get used to as the day goes on until it's invisible. I just can't. I sleep, but they wake me. They pass and I look. I am stuck listening to the trains calculate and couple at the rail yard in the valley with its brick round house, where the engines start out with a wail. That reminds me of the water that runs away from all of us. So just one more. Thank you all for coming out tonight, sticking around. I have copies of Logo stuff in the back for sale if you're interested or if you just want to take a look. This is an old poem. I wrote this a long time ago with my friend Lisa Kimmerling one Saturday afternoon when we were working together at the Carnegie Library. This poem was recently brought back to my attention by the poet Jonathan Moody. I had forgotten about it, kind of. But he said, hey, I like that. You should look at that again. So I did. So here it is. Well, if Jonathan Moody tells you to look at something, you look at it. It's just how it goes. This is called Blue Soul Cinderella, and thanks again for listening. Angels in hell look like crushed teeth, and angels in heaven look like city streets. But angel my heart, with your almond morning glows and your canvas shoelace rainbows, with your 20 years of unwashed hair and your bell crooked trumpet stares, with your love sang stained glass eyes and your hallucinatory midnight alibis, with your silk sheet invitations and your hazy back alley initiations, with your wine glass whispers and your chanteuse secret sisters, with your silver cloud schemes and your broken phonograph dreams, with your broken watch of unwanted time and your impressionistic church yard crimes, with your institutional library knowledge and everything you've learned in this low-life subterranean college, with your blue bookcase of unpublished poems and your baggy pants fretless tones, with your wallet-sized photo of God and your whiskey-clean welfare frauds, with your pen pouring arid Arizona deserts and all those sad-eyed Chelsea Hotel misremembered motions, with your weeping wolfbane moon and your celestial virgin bloom, with your life-drained roses hanging brittle and your foul-mouthed boxcar riddle, with your hydrant-splashed corduroy kid days and your soft September tubercular craze, with your frozen daybreak kiss and your father's love-filled fists, with all your pregnant Pittsburgh secret sex sharing and every emotion ghost you've been fearing, honey, with those sugar-lipped sonnets and rusty Buick haikus, angels and devils got nothing on you. Thanks a lot.